This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today begins not fishing season, but earnings season, the extended period when companies report whether they've made any money, and if so, how much. The first big one is later today, Alcoa, which isn't selling as much aluminum and has been shuttering plants in Texas, Indiana, and in Washington and New York states. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Commodities had a tough time of it in 2015.
In my opinion, commodities have not bottomed yet.
Andrew Hecht is chief market strategist at Cardin Capital.
So the markets are suffering from a couple of things. Big inventories, lower demand from China, which is very much the demand side of the equation for commodities, and a stronger dollar.
China is exporting its excess supply of products like aluminum because of lower demand at home. Craig Perrong is a finance professor at the University of Houston.
As the main consumer of commodities and the main source of commodity growth over the past decade, China's slowdown has had a disproportionate impact.
Markets can't tell just how long that slowdown will last.
China is a tremendous source of uncertainty and volatility, and Alcoa is going to be along for that ride.
And the company is trying to hold on. It's closing plants and is dividing its operations to respond to slowing global growth. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.